The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Let's correct. Go. Yeah. I'm thinking from my West Coast perspective.
This is really interesting.
No, yeah. Okay. So we're not going to read the whole thing again. I just wanted to get the line. So from there, from that halacha, the Rambam goes into Zion. Lefikach, because we're obligated to see ourselves as though we were freed. Kishesoid adam b'layla hazeh, when a person eats on this night, he needs to eat and drink and while reclining in a manner of cheres. So I saw this thing. This is not on a Jewish site. This was on a, I follow a bunch of like archaeology sites. So someone posted this. You see the person leaning down there. So this reconstruction shows what life in Herculaneum was like, which is in Italy. You may wonder, why did ancient Greeks and Romans eat lying down? Reclining and dining in ancient Greece started at least as early as 7th century BCE. So that's really early. It was later picked up by the Romans. At that time, the privilege of lying down to eat was granted to all free men. Women, children, and slaves, however, had to eat sitting down, which is an interesting tidbit. In turn, the Romans also began lying down to eat, and women gradually started doing the same. This way of eating, however, remained more common for family celebrations, banquets, and gatherings between friends, as it favored relaxation and discussion.
Oh.
Yeah, so a nice little historical tidbit there. I have no idia when, yeah. Sure. I have no idea. I can also post it in the thingy.
Oh, yeah.
That way everyone can share. I have no idea when the Takana of Heseva and Arbakosis was instituted. I've never seen anyone comment on that, you know? Right. But the Gemara is like way after, you know.
Sure, that's like 700 BC.
Right. Well, I mean, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, let's say, in you know, the 14th century BC, right? So like Pesach Matzah Maror we've had since then, but I don't know at what point Arbakosos and Heseva came onto the scene. Yeah, I'll see if I can find that out. Okay, anyway, so that's the Derech Cherus. And it's interesting that he introduces as the Lepikach and he introduces as the Cherus. And then, V'chol Echav Echad Bein Anashim Bein Nashim, Chayev Lishtos B'layla Hazeh Arba Akosos Shel Yain. Ein Pachos Mehen. Okay, so each and every one, whether men or women, is obligated to drink on this night 4 cups of wine, no fewer than that. Even an ani who is supported by tzedakah may not have fewer than 4 kosos, and the shear of each kos is revis. Okay, now there's a lot of complicated shear and stuff we can get into, but we're not going to get into. Why does he say specifically about the ani? Right. So I think that is a classic question. And let me just see if Makbili says. No, not that you would be yotze, but that you'd be putter. That you wouldn't have to go spend that amount of money. Halacha zohi hora lenosnei tzedakah legabei tzedakah. Oh, that's the other. That's the actually main halacha thing. That it's a halacha to the nosnei tzedakah and the gabei tzedakah to provide this for the Indian.
Oh, I forgot the host one of the things that I've been actually involved in the church for.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on what we're saying the past couple of days around Matthias, which is that the Laharos was like culminating to like the natural, like that's like the, is that the kiyum? Is that the actual fulfillment?
Correct.
Like it's interesting that after we said all of that, he ends up saying, in order to do Laharos and Osmo, you do these things like haseva and wine. And
yeah,
like it almost sounds like it's not natural.
So let's put it this way: we did say that there was a natural thing, but we also see that that this is a general principle, right? Meaning the fact that the Rambam quotes pesukim of Zachar Daki Eved Hayisa, this is not just a Maaseh Mitzvah on Pesach, and then also it seems like they instituted ways of demonstrating Cherus beyond the natural upwelling, you know?
So this is more of just like classic codification of like
correct.
Objective standards.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see that in halachas in this next halacha. Okay. I think a few ani should be Israel lo yochal achi yasev. So that is a havmina. I think the Rav has a lot of Torah on that. Like what's the havmina there? Cause it's not like you need to buy him you don't need to buy him pillows. And then the Gemara has the case of when they didn't have pillows, they would lean on each other's laps. Yeah.
Right, but you did have to give him the same bedding that you do as a general halacha.
Right. But I'm saying for Heseva, we don't require that you need to lean on a, on an object in order to be able to Heseva.
This is an
onion,
not
an edit. Oh, I'm talking about.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. So what's happening here? Cool? You don't have to have a pillow.
Oh, so like a, you can just leave on the ground?
You can. Okay. Right. Oh. Right. So that's an even stronger Hobmina then, right?
So what's the deal with them leaning on each other's shoulders?
That was you mean on the ground? I don't know if you I don't know about leaning on the ground. Yeah, it is funny. So they lean on each other. Yeah.
I mean, you know more than an Armenian arm.
What was it? Yeah.
Even an Ani.
Even an Ani. Yeah, I think there's a famous toast on this. Anyone know which daf Arvei Pesachim starts on?
I
want to say Kuf.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Very smart. Smart. I think there's a Tosfos that says this. Achi Yasev. If you want to say, Achi Yasev. Desalka Daitach da Hasebas Ani Lochashiva Haseba. You might think that his leaning is not Haseba. The Ein Lo Alma Lahasev. Okay. So that's one thing that maybe the RC does hold you do need something to lean on, or maybe it's referring to the fact that in general he doesn't have anything to lean on. Then the Inze Der Cherus, okay, and then others explain it elsewhere. But I've heard the idea that the Haseva has to be an expression of the Kiyum Belev of Cherus, and if he is not someone who like is free, then he would just be like acting the part. So it wouldn't have a kiyum of Haseva, even though it's a Maisa of Haseva. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, it wouldn't have a kiyum of Haseva, even though it's a Maisa of Haseva. Yosef, did you want to say something?
Isn't it Alma like is literally something onto or kind of like he has no reason to?
No, I think he doesn't have something literal to lean upon. Yeah. Do you have notes on it? Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, this is Raman B'Yun after all. Yeah. okay. Okay. So then he says, "V'im Isha ina tricha seva." So a woman does not need haseva. V'im Isha chshuvahi tricha seva. If she's important, she needs a seva. Okay. Then we'll just read through these to get the idea of the broad picture. Uben etzel aviv, and then a son when he's in the presence of his father. Vashamash bifnei rabo, and a servant in front of his master or a waiter in front of his master. Tzrichin haseva. They do need haseva. About talmid bifnei rabo, ino mesiv. But a talmid in front of his rav does not need haseva. Ela im kin nasan lo rabo rishus. Sorry, he does not do haseva unless his rav gives him permission. Vasevas yamin ina haseva, leaning on the right is not haseva. V'chein hamesev al orpo, same thing if you're leaning on your front or al pana. Sorry, on your back or on your front, ina haseva. So only to the left. V'emasai trichan haseva. When do you do this? B'shas achilas kazayis matzah uveshasias arba kosas ha'elu. When you eat matzah. The Kazai's Matzah, then he says Kazai's Matzah. That's interesting, because that might imply that, that's interesting. Meaning like, because you do eat matzah, we eat matzah twice, right? We eat matzah for the mitzvah and we eat matzah for the afikoman. So this sounds like only once. Unless he means like every Kazai's Matzah, but that's a hard read. Uvashasiyas Arba, yeah, could be. You can read the hard read. yeah. Uvashasiyas Arba Kosas, and then drinking the four cups. Vashar Achilaso Uvashasiyaso Im Hesev Harzeh Meshubach Im Lav Ino Tzarech. So all your other eatings and drinkings, if you recline, then that's praiseworthy, but if not, then you don't need to. Yeah, Yosef?
That's Zeichel Mikdash, correct?
The Rambam's Afikoman is not Zeichel Mikdash, I think, right? I think the Rambam's is Zecher. Yeah, it's a zecher to the matzah. Wait, hold on a second. No. He has a weird sheet down here, I think. Hold on. So just so you know, you find in Perek Vav. He says at the end. I think it's the last one. Oh, here we go. Asru chachamim lechol matzah be'erev Pesach kidei shihei heker le'achilaso be'erev. So the chachamim asru you'd eat matzah on erev Pesach. Wait, is this? Oh, no, sorry. Or is it at the end of Ches? Sorry, maybe it's at the end of Ches at the Seder. That would also be interesting because Perek Vav is about the mitzvah of matzah. But let's see if he says at the end of yeah. Here we go. afterwards you eat, this is when a Shulchan Aruch, you eat everything you want to eat and drink everything you want to drink. I always had a theory here that, because why does he have to say eat whatever you want and drink whatever you want, you know, especially because you can't really eat whatever you want and drink whatever you want because you have to, we can't eat chametz, but you have to like save room at the end. So I somehow had a thought, I don't know where I got this from, that this is part of the kiyum, that the ordinarily you just have a Yom Tov meal, but the Yom Tov meal on the night of the Seder is also a kiyum in Cheres, of like eating like a luxurious meal. But I don't know where I got that idea from. Ubachrona ochel mi basar ha-pesach afilu kazayis. Afterward, eat from the meat of the Pesach, even a kazayis. Ve'ino toim achrav ma'achal acher klal. You don't eat anything afterwards. It was manazeh, ochel kazayis matzah. Ve'ino toim achrav ha-klum. Kedesh yihi hefsek sudasu v'tam ha-basar ha-pesach o ha-matzah b'fiv sh'achilasan hi ha-mitzvah. So that's the Rambam's thing. And nowadays, you eat kazayis of matzah and don't taste anything afterwards, in order that there should be a cessation of the meal, and the taste of the meat of the Pesach or of the matzah is in your mouth, because its eating is the mitzvah. So it sounds like he's treating matzah as like you want to remain with a chefsa shel mitzvah, like, or having an achila of a chefsa shel mitzvah, you know, not that the matzah is a zecher to the Pesach, you know. I'm not trying to learn the whole sugya on this. I'm just saying what I remember from this weird way he states it at the end. Yeah, what was that?
Also, the kazayis matzah is
afikoman. Right. Yeah, that's what we call the afikoman. Yeah, it's a whole question, a confusing question about like what.
Well, the original afikoman meant the matzah, not the matzah.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing. Also, oh yeah, pigeonlets. Yeah. No. Yeah.
What was that
wrong? I can't remember. Also, the Rambam has the weird thing about how you eat the Pesach. Yeah, Rambam does not hold. Wait, let's see. V'achrach. Oh, sorry. Hold on a second. So you. This is in Vav. V'achrach mevarach on the tefillas yadayim v'notel yad of shnia. So that's the second washing, because after the karpas. Shari hisiach daito mishas kriyas ha-hagadah, because it was hesach hadas when you read the hagadah. V'lokeach shnei rakikin. You take two wafers, right? Because the Rambam holds you have two, not three.
Rakikin. Why do you know the matzah?
Rakik is the word that the Chumash uses for a wafer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess
it's a thin bread.
The menachos are also
right. Right. Not necessarily the Ashkenazi thin. Right. Yeah. Is that what you're asking about?
No, I was asking about the matzah.
Oh, matzos. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Okay, actually, there's a for matzah, you would think to include the Ashkenazi thing, but according to Rambam, that's always in Zonos.
that is possible. Cholik echad mehen. I don't know if the Rambam holds its mazonos. I know the Gaonim holds its mazonos because Pasavah B'Kisnin, if it's a cracker. One of the three shitos in Pasavah B'Kisnin is that it's cracker bread. I think the Rambam does not hold that, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Well, if you're being cooked, well, I'm not going
to get it. Yeah. Cholik Echaman, you break one of them. Umeniach Paros Latok Shalom, you put the piece inside the whole one. Umvarach HaMoti Lechem, you make a moti. Why don't we break bread on two loaves like on Yom Tovim? Because it says Lechem Oni. Just like the Oni eats with the Prusa, so too here the Prusa. Then here's the part I want to get to. Then afterwards you wrap the matzah and the maror as one. And you dip it, yeah, in charoses. Okay. The im achal matzah bifnei atma, umar bifnei atma, mevarach al zeh bifnei atma, val zeh bifnei atma. So l'chatchila he has it, they eat matzah and maror together. And if you do it separately, like that's how we do it l'chatchila, then you make a bracha on each one. What was it? Yeah. The achach mevarach bruch tashem elkeim mechalam, asher kidishan b'mitzusav, it's going al chilas ha-zevach, v'ochol mi basar chagigas arba asar tchila. So that you make the bracha on the zevach and you eat the chagiga. Nowadays, when we don't have a korban, oh, this is why we do it differently. V'chozer u'mevarach al achilas mar u'metavol mar b'charoses v'ochel v'lo yishe oso b'charoses shem yivatol tamo. Don't leave it in the charoses. V'zo mitzvah midivir sofrim. Okay, mar b'zman hazeh I don't know if the zo is the dipping or the mar. V'chozer v'korach matzo mar u'metavo b'chorozes v'ochlan below bracha zecher l'mikdash. Right. So that's the interesting thing. Also, is like the zecher l'mikdash. I think we say in the Ashkenazic one zecher l'mikdash kehillel, who would eat the matzah and the maror with the pesach together. But the Rambam's is a zecher l'mikdash, but not to that, because in the Rambam's mikdash time, you would also eat the matzah and maror together. Right. In other words, we're not, I think when Ashkenazim do the matzah mar together, they're picturing an empty sandwich of like without the Pesach. Rambam's saying, no, you're doing matzah mar now to remember the matzah and mar together that you did then, mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's good. This is a whole thing, confusing thing. I just wanted to expose you to the confusion. How did we get here? Oh, with the Afikoman. Oh yeah, the Kazaisa. Yeah, see, so now it's even more perplexing because you are eating. See, he didn't even say you eat a Kazaisa at the end, did he? He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Right. So which kazais do you have to, you wanted to read it that Shas Achilles, any kazais. That's weird though, right?
Depending on
Right. That's another machlokas. Yeah. Yeah. I think that reading is a little hard. Any kazais of matzah?
Right.
Yeah. Vishasias Arbakosas Ailafine. We said that already. Oh, we did that. Okay. Yeah. Is this a good place to stop? No, there's one point I wanted to make. Oh, yeah. The point I wanted to make is regarding the demonstration of Cherus. I think if you go into these sugyas about these different people who don't have to lean, a lot of them have to do with like what we said with the Ani of like, you know, it's not just the Maisa that is the thing. There has to be a certain demonstration or a certain Kiyum Belev of Cherus in order for it to be the mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop here for today. We don't have that many days.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.